Good afternoon. Today is Monday, September the 30th, 270th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, proud Eureka citizen, Rob Arkley.
Proud and concerned Eureka citizen.
That's too much for me to remember.
No, you've got
it wired. Okay, fair enough. This afternoon, we'll talk a bit about, the project. The project. A little bit of background, a little bit of foreground. We'll talk about some of the things that are starting to occur in the neighborhood when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley, but before we do, our quote.
And this one's by me, and it's between a quote and a firm commitment. The homeless situation in Humboldt County and Eureka can and will be solved.
Kind of a lofty statement.
Well, it is lofty.
Is it achievable?
It is achievable. Why is it achievable? Because so many of us are being so negatively impacted, from our businesses to our day-to-day life, walking down the street, our public safety, our children in school. So many broad groups, truly 99% of us, are being negatively impacted by the 1%. It will be resolved.
So what's the tipping point on this one? Gotcha.
Finally, just seeing them, the homeless, dispersed nicely throughout town, having one sleep on our bench outside our offices all day, using the planter box of ours and our next door neighbors as a restroom. I got a little tired of it, and finally I sent an email out to our office, and they responded in unison, people who never write me, and said, please take this on. This is outrageous. We're being negatively impacted.
So as you look at the community response that you had for the meeting and the cross-section of people, were you surprised that Regular Guy is there?
I was not surprised, because Regular Guy and Gal are the most impacted. And so consequently, they felt unable to deal with the issue themselves. And so they enjoyed having a forum from which to, A, participate, truly participate in the issue, in the resolution thereof, as well as voice their frustration, and the frustration is palpable.
Is this being nasty?
No, I think this is simply a case of too much right has become wrong. I understand why people want to help the homeless, but at some point we've gone too far, and we're all being negatively impacted. Our families are being negatively impacted. And frankly, when you bring people in from out of town, be it tourists, be it business, we couldn't put a worse foot forward.
You have a fair amount of folks coming in from out of town on a regular basis who are used to seeing folks down on their luck, folks, you know, that would qualify under that definition. What is their response when they see our version of the homeless, well, or the homeless that we have here.
It was a little discouraging the other day to have one of our people coming in from New York actually panhandled. The yelling outside the hotel room at Carter's is not helpful. So I think we are – every community likes to say he or she that it's the special one. I think we do have a pretty nasty homeless problem compared to most areas.
Do most county seats have issues like we have? Is it the fact that Eureka is where the seat of the government is, or is it the North Coast? Is it California? Is it the West Coast?
Well, first of all, let's start from big to small. I think California probably provides more benefits than a lot of other states. You don't see it in most other states, and it's not due to climate. It's just due to welcomeness. The county up here, does the drug culture impact it? I think it must impact it in some way. I mean, we all can, not with a straight face, saying that we don't have, we have a major grow of marijuana. On the other hand, drugs are everywhere. If you want drugs, you don't have to come to Humboldt County. You can get them anywhere. But lastly, I think being the county seat, this is where the money is. This is where you come to get the money. Now, I've talked to people from Arcata, and they say, oh, we have real problems with drugs. And we go beyond having problems with drugs. We're a haven for living with drugs. There's a difference there. Look at the homeless community down by Bayshore Mall. Look at down on 2nd Street. Look it up above the Ingemar Club. We have properties. We can't keep people off them. It is really difficult. So I do think being an approximate to Eureka is one of the big disadvantages for us.
No simple solution.
I actually think there's some more simple solutions. Number one, we need to form a citizens committee, and I don't care whether I'm on it or not, but what I do know is we need a committed group to take three or four final steps to address the issue.
Well, we'll talk about those when we come back. KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley, talking specifically about, is it a movement? Is it a decision? What do you call this thing?
Community action.
Okay.
Community self-help.
Probably need to put an exclamation point rather than a question mark, however, after
no,
that.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. The movement, so to speak. Now, you had mentioned, Rob, before we went to break, that it isn't something that's unique to our area, certainly, and that the county makes it easier because of the state that we're in. Okay. I've had a contention for, I don't know, I guess as long as I've been thinking about it, is that the cops have got a phrase, harden the target, that we are a giving community, period. Whether it's through church, whether it's through synagogue, the local nonprofits, the this group, the that group, the this school, that school. We seem to do an awful lot of that, almost by personality.
I think we do.
Is that also making our situation more challenging because we are of that kind of ilk?
Of course it is. And once again, these are well-intentioned groups that have, that give and provide services, clothes, etc. I don't think that's the easiest group from which to affect change. In other words, these are not the not-for-profits are essentially private businesses and are outside of the public domain unless they really make some big steps. The bulk of the money, the vast bulk of the money, comes from the county of Humboldt. And therefore, what I want is Department of Health and Human Services, headed by Phil Crandall, now has almost 50% of the employees in the county and over 50% of the budget. And so what we need to do is have the supervisors for whom Phil works evaluate each of his grants. So what we want to do is first have the group, the study group, when I'm not wild about that term, but have the group go through each and every program he has in grant and see what the consequences of accepting a grant are. Secondly,
just a different perspective than what currently happens?
No, but right now what we need to do is if we're going to accept grants, we need to see what the downside of the grant is. Does this attract people to the area? Does this create environmental issues like housing down at Bayshore?
So really critique each.
Critique each one for the negative consequences, because never forget, in the homeless situation, we're the 99%. And we're really being negatively impacted by the one. And so to the extent the county is doing that, what we need to do is have Phil Crandall start basically doing a CEQA analysis for each grant that he accepts and just make sure that the negative consequences are being evaluated as well. Provide a write-up. And then I want each of the supervisors to have to vote thumb up or thumb down. You could say it takes too much time and a few other things. This is just as important as the general plan. And so let's use a committee process well, advisory committee well, and create a process to go through and weed out the grants that create negative implications for our community.
Do you think the general citizen in Humboldt County would see this as a higher priority than our own personal fixation about the pothole in front of the house or
yes.
some of those types of
yes,
things?
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you why. Is because a pothole is inconvenient. It doesn't create a safety issue. This is overall safety. Look at the crossbow incident. Look at the devolution that we're all facing, which is why I finally said, look, I don't really want to get in front of this. I'd prefer not to submit myself to crossbow arrows or other types of arrows, but it's time that someone stand up and deal with this, and that's why Sharon and I have made this a priority.
As this begins to evolve, is there directives from the Arkleys, or is this going to go where it goes?
This can go where it goes. It's not the Rob Arkley telling the county how to do things. I don't think the county's being represented well now when it comes to these grants. I don't think Phil Crandall's being adequately managed by the Board of Supervisors. He's got to be reined in. And so consequently, look how big it is. Half of the county employees are on some small percentage of the population. That's not right. It's not all wrong. Health and Human Services has programs for elderly. That's probably a great thing. But we've got to start inspecting him and put light on what he's doing.
Do you see this as the first step of many in the supervisors needing to manage appointed department heads?
I don't know. I do know one thing I will tell you, Bri. When half the employees and 60% of the money's in one place, you're well on your way to managing the rest of it.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
This is the final weekend to get a free iComfort box spring or $1,000 off any iSeries adjustable foundation at Burns Furniture. Don't miss this super savings opportunity when you buy any iComfort or iSeries mattress at Burns. Get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen mattress set for just $399 too. But the savings absolutely end after Sunday. Get to Burns Furniture for the free iComfort box spring offer or the $1,000 discount on an adjustable foundation. Burns Furniture, 5th and G Streets, downtown Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, as this process begins to develop, I guess that's probably the easiest way, and there's no real structure to it other than let's begin this overview of what's going on and what is it being accepted and what isn't. Do you see this as a stepping stone to other things, or is this in and of itself, and you'll have your naysayers and you'll have your supporters, or the process will have each, and it'll kind of be contained within this?
You know, and that's a good question. The biggest issue to me is to deal with quality of life. People are free to create a process in any part of what the supervisors do. This just happens to be 50% of the budget or 60% of the budget and is negatively impacting every citizen in the city of Eureka. So that's why it's my hot button. Other people can do what they want. I'm not interested in anything other than our safety and quality of life.
Now, you've mentioned Eureka-centric a couple of different times.
Yes.
When we look around, Southern Humboldt has their concerns and issues. Northern Humboldt has theirs, certainly to the east of where we are right now. Issues also. Is it fair to say that this is a Eureka problem, or is it more of a concentration in Eureka and the others will benefit as well?
Well, I think other communities are free to give their input to the soups to do the way they want it. I intend to deal strictly with the city of Eureka and the Board of Supervisors. I am Eureka-centric in this regard. I really am.
Because that's where you guys are. That's where the biz is. That's where the problem is. That's where the population
I think we dwarf the rest of the community as far as having homeless encampments with 200 to 300 people in it by Bayshore Mall. I think the scale of it where we are is dramatically different.
There seems to be a strong contingent, not sure what size, but a contingent who is anti anything you guys put your name to. Are you ready for them? Or do you think that this is going to be an issue that they...
It's not a question of whether I'm ready for them. It's a question of whether the rest of the community is ready for them. Because this will not succeed or fail based on me. This will raise or fall based on the community's desire to resolve the problem and whether we're going to accept the blight and the consequences of our policies. It's not a Rob issue.
So bashing you isn't going to get them where they want to go.
That is what they will do, because it's a bright, shiny... Bashing me is like a bright, shiny object for certain people. They just can't...
Can you just imagine if you didn't have hair?
Yes, I do, but I have reflecting glasses.
Oh, good. Okay.
But you can try to make me the issue, and they can try to make me the issue, but I'm not the issue. The issue is the guy who defecates on the street that we all have to pick up. The issue is the person who panhandles us. The issue is the person who goes screaming down the street. The issue is the business that has a bum sleeping in the doorway and uses that for a public urinary. Those are the issues. I'm not the issue.
Are there other communities that have done anything similar to this with the outcome of reducing homelessness in that community?
Yeah, Santa Rosa's done a good job. Rohnert Park's done a good job. There are other communities that are doing it. Everyone's dealing with it. We just happen to be the recipient of their dealing with it. I mean, we do get
people. So we have some of their folks.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do the ridiculous move of give them a bus ticket to go somewhere else. No, we're going to defund these things and make it unattractive, not for the person who gets a bus ticket, but for all of them.
Lofty goal. Will you be happy with impact and not total success?
No. Total success is dealing with it and no longer seeing them walk down the street. I don't want to have to deal with it. I am sad for their plight, but there is a point at which 99% of us are being negatively impacted. Someone took me on, just a good old-fashioned Rob. We don't like you, Rob. And I said, well, then can I just go ahead and give out your home address on a little map and say there's a lot of good free stuff coming to your house? They thought about that for a while and said, yeah, this probably is a problem. Another elected official said, you know, these are sick people, this and that. I said, look, 99% of us are being negatively impacted. And she wrote back and said, come to think of it, you know, the committees haven't dealt with it. There's plenty of homeless committees. No one's dealt with it. I think if we deal with the funding, follow the money, we can resolve this issue.
And that's the unique thing with this approach, is monitoring the funding.
When was the last time you know of something that DHHS was voted on by the supervisors? I mean, really explain to the community, give a voice to the little guy. Do you want this grant that we're going to open a house here? I'm just giving an example. And do the neighbors know? Well, if it's a methadone clinic, you might. But a lot of these things slide through. No one knows. And all of a sudden, look at, how would you like to have a for-profit motel and have some of these others across the street from them where the county's paying them to stay in these flop houses for the night? I mean, do you want to have a nice motel? How would you like to be the Quality Inn and have those other ones across the street? That's terrible.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, if folks want to get involved in this, is it too early? Is it too late? Are there going to be levels of this? Because my sense is, and the guys that come through are pretty regular, and I think most folks perceive where I'm coming from. And I keep asking, have we reached the tipping point? Have we reached the tipping point? Some of them say, no, we're still far enough away to galvanize the community and say, okay, now we're mad. And others say we passed it months ago. So there seems to be some discussion on that. If people really, if you've tapped into something and a majority are wanting to do something, what do they do?
One, they participate. Two, we're going to do this well. We will create a website for each one of Phil Crandall's things. We'll create a voting blog and some of those things. We're going to do this through technology as well as active participation at the Board of Supervisors meeting. This is a standard. We deserve better. We have allowed this to get to the point that we find ourselves. Let's fix it. Everyone is needed. Everybody's needed, and everyone's going to have. This is not going to be a unified, singular voice. Everyone's going to have a perspective. We get that. But right now, I think the one thing we all agree on is it's a big problem, and we've got too much of it.
Would jobs take care of the situation?
Not necessarily. Some of these people have mental issues. Some of them, you know, this is a lifestyle and I like Humboldt County and they're not going to leave. But would jobs help? Jobs help everything. They do float a boat, but it won't singularly eliminate all issues.
So I know you tend to be time-bound.
Boy.
What are you looking at? A year? 18 months? 2 years?
Oh,
if this is successful and the community responds, when do...
3-month rollout on an analysis of all Phil Crandall's programs. And then what we'll have is a systematic explanation to the Board of Supervisors on a website, as well as have people testify, here's what it is, here's why I like it, here's why I don't. And we're going to create the whole different format for the way half the budget is disposed of. Because right now, I just don't think we have enough input and enough transparency for what's going on with half the budget.
So it sounds to me like budget hearings next cycle.
Yes.
This will be exposed and familiar enough with a lot of folks to have the feedback.
And I can't do it all myself, nor am I intending to. But I think it's a great time for people without capital, using their time as capital, to positively impact our city, our county, our whole North Coast.
So just even going to websites
everything.
Is enough
it's all
engagement
positive.
For people.
It's all positive. Every bit of community involvement we can get is positive. This is a community problem. It's got to be dealt with by a community, not a select few. But let's hold our elected officials accountable. I know they want to be accountable. This is one of those that it's always been done this way. And now one of the hardest things to do is to start managing somebody who hasn't been managed. Phil Crandall has not been effectively managed for half a generation. And this is going to be an agonizing, irritating process, and look for all the powers of the bureaucracy to try to thwart us. But we won't be thwarted. We will get to where we need to go.
I kind of feel like I'm in the war room.
Yeah, here we go.
Or wanting to ask questions as if we were in the war room. Because it is an interesting dynamic. It's a shift. It's a shift of the focus. And I don't think it's anything that a lot of folks have considered even a possibility.
They haven't. That's a great point. We are going to make this transparent. It is our government. We are being negatively impacted by the 1%. Let's take control of it. And if the supervisors don't want to participate, maybe others will. They are capable people. Let's hold them to account. They want to do what's right for us.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, buddy.
See you in a little bit. Right. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.